is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Dave Harris of Dave's Custom Media is joining us. You might know Dave as a magistrar, Dave Harris of the Church of Satan, but he also makes porn, right, Dave?
Well, what else would a Satanist do?
I don't know. You're really the only one I associate with, but you and your wife. I mean I feel that's enough for. Anybody who grew up as an Orthodox Jew, I feel two Satanists in their life is more than enough.
Well, obviously, you're more about quantity than quality.
No. I'm happy with the quality. You filled me to my Satan cup.
He just lucked into quality with his quantity.
Exactly. I'm blessed. Yeah. But not for real, because you don't approve. But anyway, all right, let's get into this first story about a deaf man suing Pornhub. Let me get into this. So he filed a lawsuit against the video website for alleged right violations because he says it doesn't provide closed captioning on its videos. Yaroslav Suris... He's causing Suris, is suing Pornhub, which, that's a Yiddish word, which hosts millions of adult videos, claiming the site's lack of subtitles violates the rights of deaf and hearing impaired under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The ADA prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in areas of employment, transportation, public accommodations, communications, access to state and local government programs and services. Suris argues that deaf and hearing impaired can't understand the audio portions of the video on the site, thus denying them similar access to content, according to TMZ.
Really?
Hey, let me get through this, and then we can pick this shit apart. Pornhub Vice President Corey Price says the company usually doesn't comment on pending litigation. But he said, we understand that Yaroslav Suris is suing Pornhub for claiming we've denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to our videos, and those without hands. While we do not generally comment on active lawsuits, we'd like this opportunity to point out that we do have a closed captions category. In the court document, Suris listed numerous titles that he watched, such as Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk, but was completely lost when it came to the dialogue. He also claimed that it's pointless for him or others in similar situation to purchase a premium subscription to the website without the subtitles. Suris is reportedly also seeking damages, the outlet said. Oh, okay, there's a lot here. First of all, Dave, now, when it comes to porn, you're a little bit more well-versed than I am. I thought Pornhub, for the most part, is just a place where people can upload their videos. I don't really think of Pornhub as creating content. You create content.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about Pornhub. Most of your major production companies now have been bought by Pornhub. So Pornhub is very much making content.
I did not know that.
Brazzers is owned by Pornhub.
Bastards.
I believe, I want to say Dog Fart. I'm not 100% sure.
Not familiar with that one.
Dog Fart?
No.
They're a major one. Most of your top five, like the top five major porn companies have all been purchased by Pornhub, along with all of the other free tube sites.
Well, I know they have like RedTube, right?
Yeah. Pornhub has pretty much created a monopoly on the industry. You can't, if you have any hope of being any kind of a success in this business, you have to do business with Pornhub, which really fucking chaps my ass because they built their company on the backs of stolen content.
Oh, right. Wow. And there's a lot of sites out there that have like stolen or uploaded content. What's like X Hamster is one of those. They're not owned by.
They're owned by Pornhub.
All right. What about Tiava? TIAVA. Is that owned by Pornhub?
Never heard of it.
Well, see, now you got some place to look for.
You're both surprising me. Not Dave so much.
The only major tube site that is not owned by Pornhub is Xvideos, and they just recently purchased Penthouse.
Oh,
they're the only major competitor to Pornhub, and to be honest, they're freaking scumbags too.
and porn? Go on, Dave.
Yeah, because you hear about this a lot in the music industry with organizations like Spotify, where the payouts to artists are garbage.
Right. Yeah.
And it's no different from Pornhub. Pornhub, to their credit, and I don't like to give Pornhub credit, has begun to give back to the industry. They realize that if they don't start providing content creators with an ability to sell their movies and their videos on their website, that content creators are just going to go out of business.
Right.
And so what Pornhub has done is they've created the Pornhub Premium service, where I believe you mentioned it in the article, where you can pay, and then content creators get a bigger chunk of the viewing money, whereas, you know, versus the free one where you get you don't even get a cent per view. And they've also created Model Hub for individual models who do either cam shows or produce their own content to sell individual movies for however much they decide to sell it for. And, you know, the models keep majority of the money. I think Pornhub pays out like 65% commission on sales of your own content.
So initially I thought Suris was suing the wrong place. I thought he should go after the creators, but you're telling me Pornhub is essentially the creator, more or less. So he is the lawsuit is well placed in that regard.
Yes, and as ridiculous as this lawsuit is, because, I mean, let's be honest, does he really not realize it? Going, ooh, ah, God, harder, please. Oh, fuck me, yeah, fuck me.
I think he's talking about how they got there. I think he's talking about the lead.
Plot. Yeah,
one minute you get pulled over, the next minute you're fucking. How did we get there? I'm so confused. I feel like that's what he's upset about.
Is he really?
I guess. I don't know. I thought that was a chick thing, though.
Relatively artistic shit. So, like in the shit that I make, how you got there is kind of important. But at the end of the day, no one cares. No, nobody gives a shit.
As long as you get off, it doesn't matter how you got there.
Honestly, most men, I would think, would fast forward the dialogue. I could see the women wanting to have their story. I can, like, that's just maybe it's a stereotype, maybe I'm wrong. If Heather, your wife, was here, she would probably criticize me for saying that. But that's just the stereotype.
Yeah, because she's more into the let's just fucking get to the fucking than I am.
Okay.
I'm actually the one who wants to fucking see how we got there.
What's your motivation?
What's my motivation?
I know you want to get off, but why? So you think, but I mean, he does have a point, though. If I'm going to pay for a premium subscription and not everything on the premium has closed captioning, I mean, I could see that being a deterrent.
But again, porn is a visual medium at the end of the day. This is coming from a guy who spends time crafting a story and writing the music, and all of the shit that gets fast forwarded through is the stuff that is important to me. But at the end of the day, I know that no one gives a shit.
I watch porn for the music, Dave.
To be perfectly honest, in my opinion, the lawsuit is baseless.
Well, I think it's baseless.
It's not something that is important to the vast majority of people utilizing.
Well, he's talking. Here's where he loses me. When he says suffer damages, I don't know what damages, like you can still jerk off. They're not stopping you from jerking off. I don't know how he's personally been harmed. That's where he loses me.
Well, he loses me because implying that the ADA and those categories cover any of this.
I don't think it does.
No, well let's just break it down for a second, if we will. Employment? No.
Well, unless his job is he donates sperm.
Right. Okay. I would buy that, but he doesn't. Transportation? Well, he's getting off. He just never got on anything.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah.
All right. Public accommodations? Does the government owe you the right to be accommodated in that way?
I feel there should be lotion in every stall.
Well, you know, it's like we're having a problem with women breastfeeding. I can imagine if that got whipped out on a bus.
Well, I got to disagree with Dave on one thing, though. I do think sound is important in porn. I do think certain people get off by hearing or help get off by hearing the people in the moment. I mean,
yeah,
I think
those sounds are stimulating. Sure.
Yeah. I just don't know how you can concentrate on seeing somebody tap that ass while you're reading across the screen. I can't do that shit.
Well, this guy is absolutely multi-talented.
No, no, I'll give you an example. Give me a non-porn example.
Okay.
So, say I'm watching one of the news channels, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, whatever. They all have a scroll underneath.
Yeah.
I find if I'm reading the scroll underneath, I'm no longer paying attention to Wolf Blitzer, which is not a bad thing, per se. But it's like, I'm not, let alone trying to jerk off at the same time. So this guy wants to read, watch the screen, and still get off at the same time. This guy is working on a way more advanced level than I can comprehend. Dave, you're an expert. Have you seen such talent in the jerking audience before?
I mean, it's got to be a difficult thing because I remember the last time I tried to jerk off to Wolf Blitzer.
It's a full beard.
I mean, and I see your point. The crawl just made it really difficult. And, you know, I actually had to mute the sound because that fucking mustache was just grinding against his fucking lip and it just sounded weird. And I couldn't come.
Came close. Got close. Couldn't finish. If only Chris Cuomo could have joined him.
I don't think the lawsuit has any merit. Again, that being said, I hope he wins because fuck Pornhub. Although Pornhub's a Canadian company, so if he does win, good luck collecting.
So wait a minute. Hold on. So wait a minute. So can, I guess he can sue it. Are they doing any business in the United States? I mean, if all their servers are in Canada.
The whole base of operations is in Canada. Now, most of the content creation is taking place in Silicon Valley and in Las Vegas, but the parent organization is based, I believe, out of Montreal. So again, good. You know, when you sue the corporate headquarters, you sue the corporate entity, which is a Canadian company. It's a company called MindGeek, is the parent company that owns Pornhub and everything that's affiliated with Pornhub. So, good luck.
Do you think they'll just settle to make this go away?
Probably. Pornhub has an obscene amount of money. I imagine they're just going to sit down with this guy's lawyer, cut him a check, and this is going to go away.
But in some way, is this inspiring to a creator like you that there are people that care about the story?
It inspires me personally because I'm one of the few people left who puts effort into that shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like so much porn now is just shot with a cell phone, and it's all POV, which it does nothing for me.
I thought it was all PNV.
Yeah, you know, one of the first things you learn in this business is to shoot stuff that you're into.
Uh-huh.
And I'm into the story. I'm into weird artistic shit. So the stuff that is popular now is not really stuff that I make, which is, explains why I'm still living in an apartment in Brooklyn.
Well, maybe you should sue Pornhub too.
Yeah, maybe. You have a better case than this guy.
All right. So, we're not really buying this case here.
No.
Can you imagine being the attorney shaking his hand? No, we'll fist pump it out. We're good. We're good. We're good, pal.
Yeah, just bump it.
But the thing is, Pornhub says that some of the movies have closed captioning, so you can't get every movie.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what? Oh, poor you. You can't follow the line.
What I posted on Facebook is, because you know me.
Can't follow the story.
Pip, you know this. I solve problems.
Yes.
I solve problems. What I posted on Facebook today was that we need to get rid of all sound in porn and just have all porn be acted out by mimes. And I had a lot of reasoning for this. Mimes know how to convey, act bigger. They already have white in their face. And they're quite familiar with being stuck in a box.
Personally, I think we should just score every porn movie with the Benny Hill theme and just like speed it up to like twice the speed.
I'd feel better about myself. I'm like, wow, even I can last longer than this guy.
Absolutely. I like it.
All right. So we're going to keep Dave on for one more story since he is a heathen and a Satanist who has no religion. Well, it's a religion of non-belief, right? It's atheism.
Yeah, Satanism is the world's first carnal religion. We are atheists. There is no God. There is no devil. This life is the only life that there is. So live the life that you want to live, because once you're dead, you're dead. And once the lights go out and the check has been paid, there's nothing after this.
And on that happy note, we'll do School of Fools. Mr. Sunshine over there. Jesus Christ. But he's got a point. I can't really argue with him, so I won't.
Finger on the rosy, pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools. Every time it's like Joe's with us. I love it. All right, so let me get to this story. It's an interesting story. I think it's interesting. It's a little crazy, to be honest with you. So a 15-year-old Kentucky girl was expelled from her private Christian school for committing, quote, lifestyle violations, including wearing a rainbow shirt and posing with a colorful birthday cake, her mom claims. Kayla Kenny of Kentucky, a high school freshman at Whitfield Academy in Louisville, where I'll be playing in March, look at me plugging, was celebrating her special day with family at a local restaurant when her mom, Kimberly Alford, snapped the photo and posted it on social media. But someone shared the post with school officials, who told Kenny's family in an email that the rainbow-themed photo was the latest in 2 years' worth of lifestyle violations. It was an email expelling Kayla from Whitfield immediately due to a post on social media, Alford said. I feel judged. She feels judged, just devastating for us. The photo demonstrates a posture of morality and cultural acceptance contrary to that of Whitfield Academy's belief, the email said, according to Alford. Parents and guardians are allowed to appeal students' expulsions from the school within 3 days, but Alford told the Louisville Courier her appeal was denied. She told the paper that Bruce Jacobson, the Academy's head of school, told her the cake and the sweater just kind of represents gay pride and that she should have refused the cake. No!
What?
Because it was rainbow colored?
Yes.
You know how them fags like the rainbows.
That's Christian love right for you right
there. I know.
And it was cream filled. Anyway, she told the paper.
Well, then maybe they have a point.
Exactly. And fudgy. Anyway, but Jacobson told the outlet that Kenny was expelled after 2 years of continuous violations of our student code of conduct. Inaccurate media reports are circling, saying that the student in question was expelled from our school solely for social media posts. In fact, she has unfortunately violated our student code of conduct numerous times over the past 2 years. Our code of conduct is on par with other private Christian schools in our area, the school official continued. It's unfortunate that one of the student's parents chose to post internal family matters on social media. And
family matters. No, they mean like with school, the school as a family.
Here's a question that, you know, right. as Satanists like to put forth, you know, the third side perspective. Why is this woman sending her child to a Christian private school? Why is she poisoning the child's mind?
Yeah, but you're making a judgment there. Obviously, they have these Christian values.
Really not. It's kind of a fact. any kind of indoctrination of children into religion, whether it be Christianity or Islam or Judaism or even Satanism, is abhorrent and disgusting.
Well, apparently it didn't. It hasn't taken.
It's one of the things that we stand against. Satanists do not believe in proselytizing. We certainly don't believe in ministering our religion or any religion to children.
Well, here.
Children should be allowed to live religion-free and figure that shit out for themselves.
I'll play devil's advocate. Anyway, I'll play devil's advocate on this one. Sometimes people do send their children to private schools because the public school system is not very good, and they want their kids to get a good education. They really are not. They don't really want the kid to have a religious education, but the secular education is better and safer than they would get in a public school. I don't know that to be the case here.
Well, the answer to that is there are plenty of fantastic Montessori schools that are private in nature.
Well, we don't know if that's there, though.
That actually know how to educate children, that actually know how to impart knowledge and not this fucking drivel of Christianity or Judaism or Islam or what have you. Into the minds of impressionable youth.
All right, so let's continue with this. Alford told the paper her daughter was on, quote, probation since school officials found jewel pods in her backpack in October, but there have been no disciplinary or academic issues since. She added that her daughter is not gay, and the bakery receipt for the cake simply listed the design as assorted colors. I just feel like it's a label school officials have put on her. Just because I'm wearing a rainbow doesn't mean I'm gay. The teen has since moved on to a public school. She's adjusting really well, but she seems stressed and overwhelmed. She did feel that Whitford Academy had a positive impact on her, but I just feel like those religious beliefs they're imposing now are very judgmental. That's not what I wanted for her. All right, so we got into this a little bit. The first thing I got to ask, when did rainbows become the sole province of homosexuals? When did everybody else lose the rainbow? I know the gays like to wear the rainbow, but plenty of people like rainbows. Leprechauns like rainbows.
Skittles like rainbows.
Children like rainbows. There was rainbow break.
Taste the rainbow, Davin. Taste it.
That's a little gay. It. That's a little gay. I feel like you're forcing me to do something I don't want to do.
Taste that rainbow, you motherfucker.
Yeah, like
see,
I feel
now that's the kind of scintillating dialogue that guy is suing to get.
It's not just the words that are coming out of Dave's mouth, but it's the way he's putting his hand on the back of my head while he's saying them.
I was liking that, actually.
I feel a little threatened.
I was rubbing myself inappropriately listening to that.
We're testing Gavin's gag reflex.
Yeah, fortunately, they're quite good. But I need more of a story of how I got into that predicament. Maybe you could write something for me. But I do find it ridiculous that rainbows are now just a gay thing.
Well, I mean, the you know, LGBTQ and all the initials have taken it on as a symbol, but it doesn't mean that rainbows mean, I mean, that rainbows specifically only mean gay.
I remember a comedian in a who I was touring with many years ago. He had a joke. He said, you know, I saw a rainbow in the sky and I thought to myself, wow, God's gay. I thought I was gay. He wouldn't do it in his act. He's like, oh, pisses people off. I'm like, dude, that joke is brilliant. That needs to be in the act.
That's so funny. Wow, God's gay.
And this is probably at least a decade ago. And I don't remember shit. I remember that joke.
It's funny.
It's a great fucking joke.
Yeah. No, I mean, these people are completely out of control. I mean, they're saying that she's had various lifestyle, you know,
a jewel pod?
That's a lifestyle. Well, I guess to them, that's like a lifestyle.
But the kid, here's the thing.
More than being gay
the
is
kid,
a lifestyle.
The kid wasn't on school property.
No.
Wasn't doing it with people, with teachers or anything. They were just celebrating. They posted on social media and some nosy Nelly gave it to the fucking school. They're not bringing their gay rainbow cake to school.
Jesus hates nicotine consumption, Davin. Don't you know? It's in the Bible.
You know, people don't know this, but it's true. Jesus did die of lung cancer. You know, people like to say it's the whole fucking Jews did it. It was lung cancer. They were doing him a favor.
They thought his lungs collapsed because he was hanging from that piece of wood, but no.
It was lung cancer.
It was vaping.
You know, Catholicism, Christianity, they don't want you to know that. I know that, though.
But, you know, what is ridiculous is that they go up in arms about the colors on her shirt and on her cake. She wasn't scissoring somebody in the picture on top of the cake.
Go on.
She's just getting a fucking cake.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
So, now at the end of, like, Rainbow, we're not going to find a pot of gold. We're going to find assless chaps. I don't understand.
Go on.
Oh, my God.
Now, these people... These people talk about something stuck up the butt. Now, these people really, really have a lot of problems.
Now Dave is a strong individual rights person, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a big libertarian.
Yes.
So the question is, are we at a point where someone's religious religion, in this case, freedom to be anti-gay, falls short of physically hurting someone, but becomes so extreme that maybe the government does need to step in and intervene? Like, because you're just promoting hate at this point.
Yeah, I think that's kind of, you know, I've always been of the mindset that, you know, believe what you want. Your right to tell me what to do and what to say, you know, ends at the tip of my nose. But when you're now again, and this has been our argument against Christianity and against any religious organization that tries to indoctrinate children or people in general. There's when you start telling people you can't do that because it offends my beliefs, that's a problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I agree with that in you know, most of the way, except I'm saying that the girl is in this school.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, they probably, like you said, they probably do have questions about lifestyle, but I think we all agree nobody can predict that a rainbow cake is gonna and a rainbow shirt is gonna get you kicked out of
and
school.
Particularly if they had been tracking this girl, they're saying that she has lifestyle issues, like, you know, they found the jewel pods or whatever. They've already, she's on their radar. But really, this is the straw that broke the camel's back?
To be honest, the jewel pods, as far, you know, because you can get kicked out of a public school for that. Because,
sure.
that, because they ban that shit in public school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to smoke and vape. So that I would almost understand.
Right.
But for wearing a rainbow shirt, for having a rainbow cake, come on.
Well, you know that unicorns are the sign of Satan's gay uncle, right?
Well, yeah, that's I can confirm that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank God we had a magistrar on to confirm that. Is it magistrar or R?
Magister. Magister.
Magister. I've been saying it wrong. Magister. You know, it's like a priest in your religion, right?
It's one step above a priest.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Dave just took his dick out and just showed it to everybody.
Well, screw
that's
hell
right.
Satan. Hell Dave.
Hell Dave.
It's gonna taste of a rainbow.
It was a little disappointing.
Look at all the lip gloss on this. From you, other people's mouths have been here?
These were the saltiest Skittles I've ever had. I'm not a fan. I shan't be partaking again.
Wait, but there's
they're all white and gooey for some reason.
There's something familiar about this Skittle flavor.
I think they should be renamed.
Bleach.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dave, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely. Always glad to be on with you guys.
So tell us about your website before we let you go.
Yeah, two things I want to plug. Of course, check out my website, davescustommedia.com. Follow me on Twitter, davescustomxxx. And there's actually something not to bring the mood down again.
Jeez.
Very dear friend of mine, Jim Mitchell. Wrestling fans may know him as the Sinister Minister from ECW,
right?
Or Father James Mitchell from Impact Wrestling. He and his wife are two of my dearest, closest friends, and his stepdaughter, his wife's daughter, is currently in the fight of her life against cancer.
Oh.
There is a GoFundMe to help pay for her medical treatment. If you go to my Twitter, Dave's Custom XXX, the GoFundMe is in the pinned tweet on my Twitter. If you can donate to that GoFundMe, it would mean a lot to me and a lot to their family. If you can't donate because you just don't have the money this time around, please share that tweet because, you know, their daughter is an amazing, strong person, and we want her to pull through. And the Mitchells have been, like I said, two of my closest friends for 20 years.
All right. So you know what? Send me that in a private message, and we'll put it on the show's Facebook page.
That would be awesome, my friend.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll post that where we can. We'll get that up there for you.
All righty.
All right, Dave.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure having you on. Please send our best to your lovely wife.
I will.
All right. Well, and hopefully we'll get you guys both in studio when things work out more technologically for everybody, as it would turn out.
Do the show later. My God, I'm coming from the city, and you got me driving through rush hour traffic to get to your studio.
You know what? You know what? No, today's not the day to do it because you called me this morning and said your car didn't start. Has nothing to do with the fucking showtime. The car, you weren't getting here no matter what time I did the show.
Today my car wouldn't start, but all the other times I got to sit in my car for 3.5 hours one way.
I told you, come on up here. You can hang out.
Such a trek. It's worth it, though. You're worth it, Davin.
Yeah. Now you made him smile.
Uh-huh. All right, Dave. Get out of here. Had enough of you. I'll talk to you soon. See ya. Bye.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
Dave Harris, ladies and gentlemen. Always fun to have Dave on. Always has interesting, unique takes on things.
Yeah, no, he really does. Because, you know, it's funny because sometimes people get so used to looking at things a certain way and they're just like, that's just a given. And then Dave comes up with, you know, what are they doing in Catholic school in the first place? And you're like, whoa, you know, he just went to a different place.
Right.
I like that. I like that, you know, he rocks the boat and he comes at it from a different perspective.
Yes.
And whether you agree with him or not, it's an interesting perspective.
That's why he's on the show.
Yeah, I like
That's
it.
That's why we always like to have him and his wife when we can get her too.
Awesomeness.
Always, yes, always good. His wife likes to chastise me. Always accuses me of mansplaining.
Well, every once in a while.
Well, if you bitches don't get shit, somebody's got to explain.
Oh, that's it. Somebody's going to get payment at the end of the show.
Payment? I'm getting it during the fucking show with all this shit. Nancy Pelosi. Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, Nancy.
Nancy, Nancy. Fancy Nancy.
Nancy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi drew criticism for handing out commemorative pens with her name on them after signing a resolution to transmit two articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for trial. To critics, the tone of the event seemed celebratory, a far cry from December when Pelosi wore black and insisted on the House floor it was a solemn day before the Democrat-controlled body voted to impeach the president on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress allegations. Later, she even cut short two rounds of cheers from Democrats when articles were adopted. She gave them a fucking dirty look like, I'll give you the back of my hand, don't you?
She was just about to throw a shoe.
That was an ass-whooping look.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi's souvenir pens were served up on silver platters to sign the sham articles of impeachment. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham tweeted in response. She was so somber she gave them away to people like prizes. You know what you hand out pens for? Accomplishments. Like, say, signing a historic trade deal with China, Republican National Committee spokeswoman Elizabeth Harrington added, referencing Trump, who on the same day as Pelosi's impeachment, signing entered a landmark trade agreement with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He in the East Room of the White House. Trump maintains the House impeachment effort based on accusations that he pressured Ukraine to launch an investigation into his political rival. It's a hoax, yada, yada. So it's fitting that Democrats are handing out pens for their sole accomplishment, Harrington added. Before the signing Wednesday, aides set out two small trays containing more than two dozen black pens emblazoned with Pelosi's signature. She entered the room and sat at a table with the documents and pens before her. House prosecutors and committee chairmen who had worked on Trump's impeachment were standing around her. Pelosi picked up each pen, signed a bit, and handed each one to a lawmaker. They do this when they pass laws.
Yeah.
And the president does this. So, as you would imagine, she's drawn a lot of criticism from the right for this. So, think it's a big deal?
I'm of two minds about this.
Well, just give us the one that's correct.
Okay. Well, my knee-jerk reaction was that was really improper. And really kind of smarmy. And I would rather her have stayed with the somber and this is an important moment and we shouldn't be gleeful about it thing. And given that look and the quick hand motion, like, shut up, stop that celebrating, shut up. I would rather that she had stayed with that because I saw a little bit of video of her signing. And she was smiling a little bit while she was doing it, and I think that it just plays into the partisanship if she's looking too gleeful about having done it. I really wish that she retained that somber appearance. However,
this is the second mind.
The other one, hey, I'll do this in a different voice. Now, the other voice in my head said, you know, when they sign important pieces of legislation, they do this, that they sign little bits of their signature at a time using all different pens so that there are pens to commemorate the moment. And whether you are celebrating the fact that he was impeached or you're angry about it, it was still a highly significant historical moment. So I think that using the pens...
These like were $1,500 pens.
I think that using the pens like that... I mean, I don't think that they should be celebrating, but it was a historical moment. And if you're doing it the same way you do when you sign legislation, it is something to do with people want to remember.
Yeah, but when you're signing legislation, it's whether you like the legislation or not, it's deemed an accomplishment. Sending over the so they're saying that impeaching your president is an accomplishment.
I think that was an arbitrary idea that somebody put on it, like you should only do this for something that's...
But that's when they do it. That's when they do it.
Yeah, they're signing legislation. This is signing an article of impeachment. It's still historical.
Listen, she's the smartest one the Democrats have.
Yeah, she is.
This was a fucking mistake. Because what you're doing now, because you know what the narrative is.
Yeah.
You know the narrative from the other side. This is a hoax. This is a witch hunt. It's because you lost the 2016 election. Yada, yada, yada. Did nothing
wrong.
Yeah, perfect phone call. Yeah. Did nothing wrong. You know, you know the narrative.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
But I'm saying she knows the narrative.
Oh, of course.
to feed into it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something the you let the other side have that. Yeah. You know, when there was the whole thing with straws. Trump was fundraising off like fucking plastic straws.
Yeah.
You know what? You let them have that petty bullshit.
Right.
If you're trying to say this is not, and the whole argument has nothing to do with the 2016 election. This has to do with the Constitution.
Right.
If this has to do with the Constitution, you know what? We don't need the $1,500 personally autographed, you know, with your signature pins on them on a goddamn silver platter. Fucking sign it. Look grim. Look glum. Let other people fucking celebrate. Let your constituents celebrate. Mm-hmm. Let them hail it as a great day. You play the game. You know, when nobody's looking, you can fucking high five each other.
Oh, yeah. Have your cocktails behind closed doors.
Right. But you're in public like that. Play the fucking game.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have rather that's the way it was played out. How, you know, however, I kind of understand that it's still historically significant. And I don't, like, when people come back armchair quarterback and say, hey, wait a minute, though, that's only supposed to be for accomplishments. Well, who said that? You're saying that now.
Well, you're looking at precedent.
Well, yeah. But
I don't recall any other. I mean, I don't know, but I don't. In the articles, there wasn't stories of how the Republicans did this when they had the house on the Bill Clinton one.
Yeah, I don't know if that happened or not.
Right.
So, I mean, it would be interesting to look back.
It's
and say.
Just you know,
I
and,
doubt it
and here's the thing though: if there are a few people on the fence,
yeah.
Most people made up their mind, but there are a few people on the fence. If they're on the fence, they're going to go, oh, you know what? This is political.
Yeah.
They should just let the guy alone. Let him do his job. You know, beat him at the ballot box. You're not winning. You're not winning. You're only the only people you're making happy with this are the most ardent people on the left anyway. And they're always going to support you anyway.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, but I don't think it was a moment where they were trying to change hearts, you know.
No, but you might have adversity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do it? It's just stupid.
It was not a good look.
You expect Donald Trump to do petty bullshit like
right.
that. Like,
I
like if,
that,
like, yeah. If the shoe was on, I'm signing Hillary to go away to prison for life. I would expect Donald Trump to make a big thing.
He would be doing it dot by dot
because right.
he'd have so many pens,
and
bag
you would,
of pens.
And you get, well, all right, that's just Trump being Trump. You know, I expect it. But Nancy Pelosi, it's like, wow, now you're down on that level. Now it's all political.
Disappointing.
Yeah. I think it was bad news.
Yeah, no, mostly I was disappointed in that, but I also I mean this is kind of a side thing, but I was listening to the radio on the way to work in the morning, and because I was paying attention to driving for a moment, I missed which Republican lawyer on Trump's side was saying it, but he just kept repeating. Well, this is a non-crime and it about something that didn't happen, and I just he kept repeating the talking.
Well, that's
point.
The strategy
but
that repeat, repeat, repeat.
So I don't remember exactly which lawyer on Trump's side was saying it, but you know they kept repeating as is the standard way that they've been doing things. That this is not a crime, and it was something that didn't happen. But what bothered me, and I know that it's just like repeat it, repeat it, repeat it becomes the truth. But one of the things that bothers me about that particular look at it is that there's still, even if somebody, you know, like if attempted murder or conspiracy to murder, even though the murder didn't happen, that's still a crime. And so the point is, saying this ridiculousness, well, it didn't happen. Well, the planning did. So it's just irritating to hear this ridiculousness on the one side. And then, you know, why do the Democrats have to be held to this much, much higher standard? That's irritating to me. I want them to hold themselves to a high standard. But it's very irritating that a little thing like she used a bunch of pens is, ooh, it's like Obama wore a brown suit. Ooh.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the fact that it's such a minor thing compared to what's going on the other side just proves the point that the Democrats aren't being as shady.
Right, I know.
But
it's just like this
is stupid.
You know, comparing apples to oranges here, you know, if you're going to be having a cow because she used a bunch of pens, and maybe it wasn't her best look, but it's like, look what we're comparing it to. Come on.
All right. So the Olympics won a ban protests. The IOC announced new guidelines that ban athletes from making political, religious, ethnic, or and ethnic demonstrations at the 2020 Games in Tokyo this summer. The Olympics are not and must never be a platform to advance political or any other divisive ends, said IOC President Thomas Bach. Our political neutrality is undermined whenever organizations or individuals attempt to use the Olympic Games as a stage for their own agendas, as legitimate as they may be. While Rule 50 of the Olympic Charter already prohibited athletes from protesting at the Games, it did not give much clarity on what counts as protest. The new guidelines specify examples including displaying political messages in signs or armbands, kneeling, disrupting medal ceremonies, or making political hand gestures. The IOC announcement comes at a time when activism among athletes has surged amid rising political tensions, particularly in the United States. So last August, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee placed hammer thrower Gwen Barry and fencer Race Imboden on year-long probation after kneeling during a medal ceremony at the Pan American Games in Peru. Athletes have already spoken out against the new guidelines, including Megan Rapinoe, who's a soccer player. She wrote, "So much being done about the protests, a little done about what we are protesting about. We will not be silenced." So, but here's the thing. The Olympics have a history of protests. A couple of them briefly. Sure. 1906 Olympic Games in Athens, Irish track and field athlete Peter O'Connor carried out one of the first and most famous acts of political protest. O'Connor entered the Games to represent Ireland. New rules implemented later that year, however, only allowed athletes nominated by an Olympic committee to compete. Because Ireland did not have a committee at the time, British Olympic Council claimed O'Connor as their own. When O'Connor, a proud Irishman, found out he would be competing for Great Britain, he was outraged. Because this is when the battle for Ireland's independence was going on.
It was during the Troubles.
So O'Connor scaled a 20-foot flagpole in the stadium, waving a green flag with the words "Erin Go Brath," while his co-athlete Con Leahy distracted Greek authorities.
Good for him.
So they frowned upon. He was never expelled or put on probation. Then 1968, John Carlos and Tommy Smith, they did the famous Black Power on the medal stands. And that was during the racial tensions. It was shortly after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. So people were very upset with them. They were kicked out. They were snubbed by the Australian Olympic team. Norman was also on the stand. Was snubbed in 1972. 2 months before the games in these are Czechoslovakia games. 2 months before the games, the Soviets had invaded Czechoslovakia. Koslovska, who had spoken out against Soviet rule, was forced to flee a forced hideout, interrupting her training schedule. Rather than practice in a state-of-the-art gymnasium, she trained on a homemade gymnastic apparatuses. Despite her challenges getting to the Olympics, she won 4 gold medals, 2 silver medals in Mexico. During a medal ceremony, Koslova turned her head away from the Soviet flag in protest. Mm-hmm. 1980, Jimmy Carter pulled out of the Olympics in Moscow, protesting the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan. 1983. Russia followed suit and did boycott the U.S. Olympics in Los Angeles. In 2004, an Iranian world judo champion refused to fight an Israeli judo athlete in protest of how he felt the Israelis were treating the Palestinians. So, and that's still, that type of thing is still going on with Iran. So there's a long history of this. I'm in favor of political protests at the Olympics because this may be this will be the biggest stage these people ever get.
Yes.
It's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people bitch, the youth today, they don't care about anything. Then when the youth cares about shit, we don't want to see that.
Yeah, none of that. Get off my lawn.
Yeah. And I think it's also good for the Olympics, too, because let's be honest, at least in this country, nobody gives a shit. No, I mean, people tune in for gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
We will tune in.
Ice skating.
If there's an American going for a record amount of medals in, say, swimming, we'll tune in for that. We will tune in for boxing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're not tuning in for wrestling.
I want to see the Jamaican bobsled team. Yeah. Now.
We'll tune in for basketball. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of sports like the
hockey that one year that was.
Yeah, hockey. Huge. But that's sports we know. The sports where they're like skiing for a while and shooting.
Yeah.
We're not tuning in.
Archery.
We're not tuning in.
Yeah, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, you know, what's the thing with the where they push the Canadian sport?
Where they push along thing they slide.
Curling. Yeah, we're not tuning in for that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, so, but if you had somebody do a protest during a curling event, well, now I want to see.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I want to see what he did this time. I want to see what they do next time.
And I want to see what they're talking about.
Yes, and I blogged about this. The Olympics are a distraction.
Yes.
If you're fighting to survive, you don't have the luxury of distractions. Mm-hmm. You're fighting to survive. But if an athlete raises awareness at an event that is a distraction mm-hmm. to something that is a non-distraction, and it moves people to act mm-hmm. and make and right the wrongs, mm-hmm. Then the Olympics are no longer a distraction. The Olympics are actually useful.
Yeah.
And it elevates the Olympics. Hey, we didn't know about apartheid, for instance. We didn't know about apartheid until there was a protest. Now we got to end this apartheid shit and say that was the reason why. It's not the reason why, but say it was. Then you go, wow, the Olympics really served a purpose.
Right. I mean, I do think that there's a place for, reasonable, non-violent or not, like, ruining the actual sporting events, moments of protest at the Olympics. Like the Black Power salute, that was very powerful and that was very needed. You know, it woke up a lot of white people, I think.
How many people are really not watching the Olympics because an athlete might protest? How many people, you know, I was going to tune in, but there might be a protest. I'm not supporting that. Who's doing that?
There are people
really
who get upset if somebody takes a knee.
People who want to watch the Olympics really want to watch the Olympics.
Yeah, but you know what? The people who are getting upset about that are just marinating in their privilege, and so they can't take
ooh,
the idea.
Juicy, tender.
Moist. They just can't take the idea that somebody might have another point of view. Somebody else might need help gaining the same sort of equality that you are luxuriating in. And it's just pointing it out and saying, hey, you know what? Everything isn't so rosy if you're not part of the privileged class. I think that it's important. Or if there are injustices being done that most of the world has turned an eye to or they're not aware of. Yeah, this is. I think that's perfectly fine. I think it's welcome.
All right. We're going to take our break now. We'll come back. We'll do some comics in the news. Hank Azaria steps away from the character Apu mm-hmm. on The Simpsons. Racist signs are sold in an antique store. We got more stuff to do besides that. So we're going to take a break. On the break, you got new music from B Infinite with Stand. So we'll be right back. As soon as I cue this up, hold on. Don't you go anywhere, you heathens. Because
wait a minute, I have the heathens already checked out.
Oh, my God. It's been such a tech nightmare.
Oh, it has been. I think that...
I almost like don't even want to put the show online just because it's going to be too much work tonight. I was like, I don't feel like it. You people who listen live, you get everybody else. We took the week off.
No.
All right.